Let's say a couple of words about who we're going to talk about. Last name Keeler. Keeler. First name is Terry. Terry. And let's see. This is an 85-year-old woman transferred to hospice with ischemic cardiomyopathy, diabetes, history of atherosclerotic heart disease, angina, shortness of breath, chest pain, chronic dementia, behavior issues, sundowner syndrome, shortness of breath, weight loss, significant muscle and protein calorie wasting, period. Patient Ms. Keeler, let's put Ms. Keeler, in the past few weeks has demonstrated weight loss, decreased appetite, not eating. Patient is eating. The patient has a bird-like appetite, in quotation, eats very little, has lost 10 pounds since the past 2 weeks, period. The patient is bowel and bladder incontinent. Her primary cancer diagnosis goes back to rectal carcinoma, which is responsible for most of her issues, along with other associated comorbidities, as was mentioned, especially her history of heart disease, period. Patient's as far as patient's rectal cancer is concerned, she's been evaluated and treated previously at the VA clinic, but because of failure to thrive, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, it was decided to stop the treatment along with chronic nausea, period. Patient subsequently has been placed on hospice because she has less than 6 months to live, and she's no longer a candidate for any kind of therapy, chemo, or radiation. And the family is aware of patient's overall grave prognosis. Thank you. Most likely has less than 6 months to live, hence remains hospice appropriate.